Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, The Change in Heart, Part 2, Verses 13 through 25, Men Who Are Like Dogs, Hogs, Camels, and Asses. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shaunaka then said, "The son of Vyasadeva, Srila Shukadeva Goswami, was a highly learned sage and was able to describe things in a poetic manner. So what did Maharaj Parikshit again inquire from Shukadeva after hearing all that he had said? O learned Suta Goswami, please continue to explain such topics to us, because we are all eager to hear. Besides that, topics which result in the discussion of Lord Hari should certainly be discussed in the assembly of devotees." Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of the Pandavas, was, from his very childhood, a great devotee of the Lord. Even while playing with dolls, Parikshit used to worship Lord Krishna, imitating the worship of the family deity. Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Vasudeva. So there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is known as Urugaya, the one glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. Ayur Harati Bai Pungsam Udyan Astang Chayan Nasau Tasyarte Yat Kshano Nita Uttamashloka Vartaya. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes their time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Do the trees not live? Do the bellows of the blacksmith not breathe? All around us, do the beasts not eat and discharge semen? Shvavidvarahoshtra karai sangstutta purusha pashu nayatkarna patopeto jatu nama gadagraja. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Gadagraja, or Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils. Vile bato rukrama vikramanye nasrinvata karnapute narasya jivasati dardurikeva sutta nachopagayati urugaya gaha. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead, Urukrama, and who has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about Lord Krishna, is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of snakes and a tongue like that of a frog. Bhara parang pata kirita jushtam api uchamangam na namin mukundam shavau karau no kurute saparyang harer lasat kanchana kankanauva. The upper portion of the body, although crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the one who can award mukti or freedom. And the hands, although decorated with glittering bangles, are like those of a dead man if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead, Hari. Bahayite te nayane naranam lingani vishnor na narikshato ye padau nirinang tau drumajanma bhajau kshetrani nanu vrajato harer yau. Those eyes which do not look at the symbolic representations of Vishnu his forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of a peacock. And the legs, which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered, are considered to be like tree trunks. Jivanchavo Bhagavatangri Renum Najatu Martya Abhilabheta Yastu. Sri Vishnupadya Manujas Tulasya Svasanchavo Yastu Na Veda Gandham. That person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon one's head is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the aroma of the tulsi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, even though breathing. Tad ashmasarang hridayang batedam yad grihyamanaya harinama jayay na vrikriyetata yada vikaro netre jalangatra ruheshu harshah. Certainly that heart is steel-framed, which, in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration, does not change when ecstasy takes place. Tears fill the eyes, and the hairs stand on end. O Sutta Goswami, your words are pleasing to our minds. Please, therefore, explain to us, as it was spoken by the great devotee Shukadeva Goswami, who is very expert in transcendental knowledge and who spoke to Maharaj Parikshit upon being asked. Recorded February 5, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.